listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 25. As we close out the summer season and prepare to step into the fall, I wanted to dedicate this episode to something that we often look. Today's topic is reflections, transitions, and mental health, closing out the summer season. The end of summer can bring up a lot of feelings. For some, it's excitement for new routines, new projects, and fresh beginnings. For others, it's sadness about saying goodbye to warm days, vacations, or a slower pace that summer often gives. And for many, it's a mix of both. Today, I'll walk you through how to reflect on your summer with compassion, prepare for seasonal changes, and ground yourself in practices that support your mental health as we move into a new chapter. I'll also end with a short mindfulness exercise designed to help you release what you don't need and welcome what's ahead. So let's start with reflection. Summer is often thought of as a season of doing. Trips, gatherings, barbecues, outdoor activities, conferences. There's a sense that we need to maximize every warm day. With that comes pressure. Pressure to create memories, pressure to check things off a bucket list, pressure to make the most of it. But here's the truth. You don't have to measure your summer by what you accomplished. Mental health is about noticing how experiences made you feel, not about tallying accomplishments. So I invite you to think back over these past few months. Maybe you had big, memorable moments, a vacation, reunion, or a personal accomplishment. Or maybe your best memories were small. Sitting outside with your coffee, laughing with a friend, or simply noticing the extra light in the evenings. When we reflect on a season, it's important to ask, what gave me energy? What drained me? And what lessons am I carrying forward? This reflection isn't about judgment. It's about awareness. By pausing to notice what summer gave you, whether joy, rest, or even challenges, you create space to transition into the fall with clarity. Now let's talk about transitions. Any change, even positive ones, can be stressful. Our brain likes rhythm, and when the rhythm shifts, we feel it. The end of summer is a transition that touches multiple areas of life. School starts back up, workloads may increase, and days get shorter. It's common to feel anxious, restless, or even a little down during this time. In fact, many people underestimate just how much seasonal changes can affect mood and energy. And here are some patterns that I see in my work as a mental health clinician. People push themselves harder in September because they associate it with productivity. The loss of sunlight and outdoor time can lead to fatigue or low motivation. The sense of endings, like perhaps children growing older or summer trips being over, can bring grief. If this resonates with you, know that it's not weakness. It's human. Transitions stretch us. They ask us to let go of something familiar and step into something unknown. The good news is, with awareness, we can manage transitions in ways that protect our mental health. In the next segment, I'm going to share some tools that you can carry with you into the next season. Okay, so let's get into resetting for fall some mental health tools. The first one is to keep one summer ritual alive. If you loved evening walks, keep them. Perhaps add a jacket. And if you're from New York, you want to make sure that you have something that's legal that can protect you. If you enjoyed reading outside, try reading by a sunny window. Holding on to one ritual helps your brain feel continuity instead of loss. The next one is to anchor yourself with new habits. Transitions are easier when paired with new routines. Maybe it's journaling on Sunday nights, setting aside time for meal prep, or checking in with a friend weekly. Anchors help reduce the overwhelm of shifting schedules. Number 3, plan for light and movement. With shorter days, sunlight exposure is key for mood. Open curtains early, or sit outside in the morning, or even for 5 minutes. Pair it with movement, a short walk, stretching, or breathing exercises. These small acts regulate your body's rhythm. And the last one is to show yourself compassion. Transitions often bring self-criticism. I didn't do enough this summer, or I should already be ready for the fall. Instead, try reframing. Like, I'm learning to adjust, or it's okay that this feels different. Compassion reduces stress and builds resilience. These tools aren't about overhauling your life. They're about small, intentional steps that protect your mental health. So I'd like to guide you through a short mindfulness exercise. And if you're able, sit comfortable. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Picture yourself standing at the edge of the ocean. Waves roll in, and with each wave that pulls back, imagine it carrying away something you no longer need. Stress, pressure, expectations, or regrets from the summer. See them dissolve into the water, leaving you lighter. Now, as the waves return, imagine they bring something new. Energy, clarity, or peace. Let that feeling wash over you. Take a few more breaths. On the inhale, welcome in renewal. On the exhale, let go of heaviness. When you're ready, gently open your eyes and come back to the present moment. And as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember this. Transitions are not meant to be perfect. They are meant to be experienced. The end of summer is an opportunity, a natural pause in the year to reflect on what has passed and prepare for what's ahead. Some moments were joyful, some were challenging, but all of them shaped you. Moving into fall, give yourself permission to carry forward what nourishes you and release what doesn't. Take the time to ground yourself, to create small rituals, and to approach change with compassion. I hope you enjoyed this conversation and gave you space to breathe, reflect, and prepare for the season ahead. Step gently and give yourself grace.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.